Hello. Do you use in-home services through the Office of Developmental Disability Services, known as ODDS? If so, this recording is for you. In June, ODDS sent postal letters to all who use in-home services. The letters talked about a change that starts with your 2024 planning. It only affects you if you use in-home services. We know that change can be hard. That's why this change will happen when you meet with your team to make your plan. They will help you through it. Our goal is to make sure your needs are always met. We want you to have the support you need to live the life you want. In this recording, we will answer some common questions about the changes coming to your in-home hours. We will help you understand what to expect in your planning meeting so you and your team can best plan for what you want in your life. If you still have questions after listening, please talk to your services coordinator or personal agent. If your plan isn't working, let them know. They will help you to fix it so it works for you. You can do this at any time. Okay, let's get started. Question number one. What are in-home hours? You use in-home hours for service providers that help you in your home. Some examples of these supports include help with grocery shopping, preparing meals, or budgeting your money. In-home supports also include help communicating or connecting with people in your community. Your service group tells you how many hours you can use. That leads to the next question. What is a service group? Service groups help you understand how much support you need to reach your goals. Your Oregon Needs Assessment, which we call the ONA or the ONA, places you in a service group. The ONA uses your age and your level of need to figure out your service group. Each service group has a different range of hours. Your level of need determines how many hours are in your range. For example, adults who need the most support at home will usually need between 370 to 513 hours of support each month. Adults with the lowest support needs will usually need between 56 to 70 hours each month. When you make your plan, you will use the range of hours in your service group. You decide how to use these hours for your supports at home. Your planning team can help you decide when and how to use these hours. How do I know what my service group is? ODDS sent you a letter in June. The letter told you your service group and your range of in-home hours. If you have had an ONA since then, your service group could have changed. If you didn't get the letter or don't remember your group, ask your services coordinator or personal agent. They will know the answer. Why is this change happening? Before the ONA, case managers used different assessment tools to set how many in-homes people had. This process was not the same for everyone. We wanted to improve this process and make it fairer for everyone, so everyone's needs are met equitably. We asked all different kinds of people who use the old tool how we could do better. We talked to outside experts, self-advocates, and community partners. Together, we came up with the ONA. It's a single tool used across all of Oregon. It's used for all types of services that people get. The ONA focuses on an individual's strengths, choice, self-determination, and whole life planning. It makes sure everyone's needs are assessed fairly, so you are placed in the service group that best meets your needs. When is this change happening? Starting on January 1st, 2024, the range of hours for your service group will be available. However, we are giving people time to transition to service group hour ranges. When you meet to make your new plan for 2024, your planning team can help walk you through this process. You might already be working on this with your planning team, or you may not start until later in 2024. We want everyone to know that no one's hours will go down in 2024. What if I don't like making a plan? Do I have to? Making a plan can be challenging. It's not always easy to talk about private or difficult things. Maybe you had a bad experience in the past. If you're uncomfortable or having a hard time, let your support team know. Since it is your plan, you can get to pick who is on your team. So pick people you trust and who know you. They will be there to help you through this. We worked hard to make planning better for you. We want to be sure your plan is about you and the support that you need in your life. The more honest you are about what you need, the more your plan will help you build the life you want. Ask your team to help you get there. We want you to feel good about your plan. What will this mean when I make a new plan? When you meet with your services coordinator or personal agent, talk about what you want and need. How do you want your life to be? You might want help with daily tasks like getting reminders to do household chores, learning to use adaptive equipment, or getting better at tasks you already know, like cooking. Share your dreams and goals. Maybe you want to save money to go on a trip or to go see your friends or family. Or maybe you want help socializing with others in your neighborhood. This support could be learning how to better use assistive technology so you have new ways to communicate with others. When you make your plan, you and your team will decide how to use your in-home hours each month. Use this planning to help you get to where you want to be. Will my services and supports change? No. The types of services and supports you get won't change unless you want them to. The only thing that might change is the number of in-home hours you have to plan. How will the number of in-home hours I have for my plan change? This depends on your service group. There are three possibilities. 1. You might end up having the same number of hours you have right now. This will happen if your service group has the same range that you have now. 2. If your service group has more hours than what you have now, you will have more hours to use in your plan if you need them. 3. Your service group may have fewer hours than you have now. If this happens, your hours will still stay the same as they are for your 2024 plan. No one's in-home hours will go down in 2024. You will use the same number of in-home hours to plan. But sometime after March 31st, 2025, that will change. If your service group has fewer hours, your hours could go down then. Talk to your planning team about this. You will have another year to get ready for that change. What if I don't like my service group, or I think it's wrong? That's okay. Talk to your services coordinator or personal agent about it. If you need more hours for support, they can ask for more through the exception process. They will guide you through that process and help you describe why you need more hours. You can also ask for a new needs assessment or ONA. If your needs have changed, your service group might change too. If none of that works, they can help you file a complaint. We want to be sure your needs are met. Everyone's needs are different. That is why you have these options. So, what's next? What else do I need to know? If you have more questions, ask your services coordinators and personal agents. They will support you. Remember, your needs may change many times in your life. That's why we do the ONA every year, to make sure you have the support you need. If you want to learn more about in-home hours, you can find more resources online at www.oregon.gov/ODHS/compass. ODDS will send more updates to you and your workers throughout 2024. We will help you all get ready so your plan works for you.